good all the time.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. For the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, tranquility, the waters of noon through obedience to the Most High. Now, Hana, serving God through prayers and fasting, and this is dealing with the time period of September, October. So you would say September 15th, the new moon. Dealing with lunar science. We have to deal with the science of the universe. The ancients, the scriptures, Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching. The scriptures are based on solar science, lunar science, astral science, the new moon. In the African Hebrew language, one of the words for moon having to do with new moon means to renew, renewal. We need renewing. The poor working class masses of the people, the oppressed of the earth, need renewal. Libra is the balance. The ruler, planetary science ruler, is Venus. This is an airy sign. So we're dealing with earth, air, fire, and water. In this Libra is dealing with the element of air. Other words associated with Libra are just. We talked about justice, artistic. All of you sisters and brothers have so much talent. You are very artistic. We are full of talents and attributes and characteristics. We have the ability to produce art. Art having to do with every facet of life, including justice. Now, we also have to deal with attributes that may hinder us, such as indolent. To be indolent is to be habitually lazy. So, those things that we must do to gain freedom, justice, and equality, sometimes we find ourselves lazy, ourselves being lazy and lethargic. So we have to exercise discipline and alleviate and mitigate against that indwelling characteristic of indolence. We also see affectionate, sympathetic, and honest. These are attributes that we must exercise for and towards and through each other, because the system will not be honest with us. The system is not affectionate with us. The system has no sympathy. So we must exercise those attributes ourselves so that we may liberate the human family. Now, the science of Venus is the planet that holds sway in the seventh house, which is Libra. Venus, the feminine quality, the feminine sign, the woman sign, that circle sitting on top of a cross showing us the birth principle, the circle, the womb, and that that cross representing the male organ. So the male organ emits the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, into the open space and womb, that circle of the sacred feminine. So we see sacred masculine and sacred feminine union. So Venus is the woman with the scale. And this Venus goddess deals with love and nature and pleasure. These attributes that are wonderful attributes in the human being that we must go into. Remember that Hana Asser, she's of the tribe of Asser, and Asser is happiness. Happiness is pleasure. Pleasure in what? The advancement of the human family. The advancement and progression to righteousness and positivity of the babies, the youth. Men, women, boys, girls, the human family. Love, nature, pleasure, children. We want to have the children in our minds. This Christian revolution that we see in Luke is a revolution, a movement that is dealing with all that we are reading about. Relationships, marriage, partnerships, associations, communal life. Are we married to the principles of the Most High? Do we have community? We must at the same time know our open enemies and know that we have the right to pursue judicial means to obtain access to our rights as human beings. Finishing off Venus, she deals with art. I said we're artistic. She deals with luck and wealth. She deals with that which is beneficent, the lesser fortune of the ancient. Beneficent. Is that not a part of the prayer and statements in Islam? In the name of Allah, in the name of Illah, the mother, Illah, the most beneficent and the most merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the beneficent, the merciful. These two Arabic words that are rooted in another Arabic word that has to do with the womb of the female. So, Bismillah, Illah, spelled with an I, is the mother. She is the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. So that's the prayers of Hana. That is what Hana is dealing with. Praying for the people. She's dealing with the condition of the people. She wants to see the people's condition changed. It says she prayed night and day. And I am reminded of the ancient teachings. Nun, Nanet, Ha, Hahet, Kuk and Kaket, and Kuk was darkness, and Kaket was light. We see the principles of night and day. Now here, night is feminine. Nukes. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 3571. Nukes. Nukes.
This word has to do with night, when work ceases. It can deal with death and sin and shame and moral stupidity and darkness and drunkenness and weariness. So this is talking about the misuse of darkness. See, darkness is the womb. Darkness is the birth process. And used properly, that womb will produce light. Now, light is also feminine, dealing with the day and daytime, and how we refrain from indulgence and vice during the daytime. So both of these principles are given feminine words in the Greek. This word day has to do with the day of Christ's return from heaven and the final judgment and the administering of the perfect kingdom. And kingdom in the Greek language is feminine. So we're looking at science of night, the science of day, and how you misuse the womb to produce ignorance and wickedness. And when you use the womb and the birth process properly, we produce Christ and we produce the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. She, in verse 38, was dealing, computer to do correctly. Trying to get to verse 38 of chapter 2 in St. Luke. It says that she came in that instant and gave thanks likewise, as Simeon did, unto the Lord. And that word Lord is Kyrios. That is Caesar's title. But we know Caesar was evil, wicked, a killer. So we take Caesar's title, which isn't his if he's not righteous. Just like today, presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens, CEOs of companies, professors, all of the titles that we use today that cause us to think that this individual holding the title has love for the human family. We see our open enemy. We see those who are doing wickedly to the human family. And we take all of the righteous titles and we place them on the Most High. And then we place them on sisters and brothers who really love the people. Let me follow my brain. We just lost our dear brother, Amiri Baraka. Amiri Baraka, one of our great poets, theoreticians, came up in New Jersey. Isn't that interesting? Chris Christie, New Jersey. So Amiri Baraka in the 60s was a part of the Black Power movement when the sisters and brothers, shortly after the assassination of Dr. King, and we're coming up on Dr. King's birthday, another man who loved the people and was concerned for the people and worked on behalf of the people. But Amiri Baraka, the riots, or as Amiri Baraka referred to that which was referred to as riots, Amiri Baraka called this rebellion. The rebellions in New Jersey and other places. Amiri Baraka emerged as one of the principal leaders who could articulate the minds of the people. Amiri Baraka, Black Power advocate, culture nationalist advocate, began to just study consciousness and study culture and study economics and study music. He would put his poetry to music. It seems he would always have music on top of his poetry. Became known as a thinker, became known as more than a poet, but one who, as he would say, used poetry as a weapon against the system to liberate the masses of the people. This is what Hannah was dealing with in the New Testament. This is the spirit of Amiri Baraka. This is Dr. Martin Luther King. These men and women who truly love the people, who truly have heart for the people. Amiri Baraka, we love you, and we are sad that you are not with us in the physical, but you are yet with us in our spiritual, mental, physical, moral structure. Amiri Baraka studied socialism, communism, and Marxism. Amiri Baraka hung out with Louis Farrakhan and hung out with Omali Yeshitela, chairman of the African People's Socialist Party. Amiri Baraka did not mind sitting with anyone who loved the people. Be you a Democrat, be you a socialist, be you a communist, be you a Muslim, if you love the people, he was willing to sit with you and talk with you and share ideas and thoughts and push and pull and sharpeneth iron and see who has the best thoughts and ideas for the people. This is Amiri Baraka, and we love him and are thankful to the Most High for him. So we give him the title of Lord. We give him the title of Savior. We give him the title of Redeemer, because these, like Amiri Baraka, like Dr. Martin Luther King, like so many countless others, really, like Yahushua, loved the people. And so, Hannah gave thanks unto the Lord and spake of Yahushua to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now, the word redemption is defined as ransoming, redemption, deliverance from the penalty of sin. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 3085. Lutrosis.
Lutrosis. Lutrosis is a feminine word. This word is seen as an attribute of the sacred and divine feminine. The people are in need of deliverance, payment of a ransom. The people were under a system of debt. Debt slavery is against the law. Interest and usury, economic abuse is against God's law, against the law of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Yahuwah. So today, these same types of laws have us all in debt. The Federal Reserve System, the United States Treasury, borrows our own money from the Federal Reserve, which is owned by the House of Rothschild. And that dollar, every dollar, comes with debt, usury, interest, which is illegal, anti-God's law, anti-Moses' laws that came from the Most High. And so we see that we are in need of being redeemed. We are in need of redemption. So, Hannah began to speak of Yahushua to all they who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is peace and double peace, because we are looking for peace in our lives. We are looking to see that this system of death, hell, and destruction is overturned. That word peace in the African Hebrew language, shalom, having to do with a total and complete peace that causes national tranquility, that causes us to be exempt from the havoc of war and bloodshed. And so this is what Hannah was looking for. And this is what the people were looking for. Let's see if we can move this along. And so she performed all the things according to the law of the Lord. They returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. So the laws of the Most High, the laws of truth, justice, and righteousness. It says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and the parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Now this child, Yahushua, is growing and growing and growing. When we research the definitions of these words, we come to understand that Yahushua is being taught systems. That Yahushua is being taught government. Yahushua is being taught institutions. Yahushua is being taught science. Science and medicine and healing, and science of the sun, moon, stars, and planets. The science of how the Most High governs the universe all the way down to the atoms and the quarks and the photons and the neutrons, electrons, and protons and molecules. The science of the universe was being taught to Yahushua. This is the science that must be taught our babies and our youth. Now, they, every time, went to the feast of the Passover. This feast of the Passover, which took place, in the first month of the calendar, which would be, if I have my calculations correct, this would be March to April. March to April. Now, March is the first house. You see, our calendar is wrong. The calendar year should start with March. Some think it may be April, but we're going to say March for now until we get better information. But March, the first house, March 15th to April 15th. This is the time period of the first house. I won't go through all of that. Study it on your own. We'll go through that at another time. But March is the first house, and March is Aries. Yes. March is Aries, and the planetary ruler is Mars. And so, this feast of the Passover celebrated the freedom of the African Hebrews from bondage and slavery. Understand that Yahushua, his parents, Hannah, Simeon, Zacharias, Johannes, Elizabeth. Johannes is John the Baptist. Elizabeth and Zacharias are the parents of Johannes, John the Baptist. These are desirous of freedom, justice, and equality. These are practicing and thinking night and day about how to free the masses from death, hell, and destruction. Now, Yahushua, as he became 12 years old, went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast, and when the days were fulfilled, his parents were returning home. They believed that Yahushua was with them. But Jesus, Yahushua, was talking to the doctors in the temple, talking to the leaders in the temple. The word doctors is teacher, one who teaches the things of God and the duties of man. Those who were the teachers of that which is referred to as the Jewish religion. So Jesus is talking to the leaders of Jerusalem and asking questions and fielding questions. Now understand that Jesus understands at 12 that the people must be free. The people must be delivered and redeemed from Rome and Caesar. And the word question has to do with to accost one with an inquiry, to address one with a request or demand, to beseech and to pray and to desire and to entreat. So he was really digging at the leaders, Yahushua. Yahushua was questioning the leaders. Yahushua wanted to really know where the minds of the leaders, where it was at, where their minds were located. Were their minds with the people, or were their minds with Caesar? You know the answer to that. The high priest, the teachers of religion, were with Caesar and not with the people. Zacharias, Elizabeth, Simeon, Hannah, these are with the people, and they are the vanguard producing rebellion against the sellout priesthood. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.